Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please.
This is the Podcast.
All right, this is the I Am Rappaport Podcast coming live from the Gloom Tomb. What did we say we were going to? We said we were going to say a new intro for us, G. What was it? We came up with some shit.
I can't fucking remember.
It was not from New York Straight Talk, America's
what
Best.
Was it,
what was
it? I Am Rappaport Podcast is unfadable.
Oh, yeah, the I Am Rappaport Podcast is unfadable. That means you can't fade us. There was something else, though, no?
It's down with us.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that are down with us. Jordan Winter is down with us. Miles Davis is down with us. The whole fucking city is down with us. We number one.
Making dope podcasts
is a must. We number one. Shout out to KRS-One.
Yes.
Boogie Down Productions. Mm-hmm. Always gets paid.
Kenny Parker Show. That's one of the best songs.
Yo, this, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to detox myself off of my phone. And for days at a time or hours at a time, I try to delete Twitter and Instagram because it's like a fucking, I'm like a crackhead on there.
Right.
But I like this Truey app.
Me too.
I'm fucking with it. T-R-U-E-E-Y. Basically, what it is the general population, general pop, can pose a question,
right,
and then you answer. Like, for instance, it'll say love or money, and you could say love or money. I gotta say love. 69% of the people said love. 31% of the people said money.
Right.
Here's one for you, G. Moody. People who grew up rich will never understand life in full. Is that true or false? You agree or you disagree?
I disagree.
Okay, disagree. 63% of the people agree. 37% of the people don't agree. Breakfast is for the week. I don't agree. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, you dumb fuck. Kim, this is a question, real question on her. Kim Kardashian is amazing.
For what? Yeah, no.
No.
Hell no. For what?
What the fuck is she amazing for?
Oh, if you preface it while giving dome, was that good? She's amazing at giving dome.
Or?
Top.
Or?
Skull.
Or?
Brain.
So 82% of the people say no. 18% of the people say yes. Friends can cause heartbreak too. Yes. Agree. You could be a real shitbag friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could. Friends cause heartbreak. That's true.
That's for sure.
I'm not exempt. 96% of the people agree. 4% of the people don't agree. This is the final question I'll ask. They should turn off the internet for 1 year so people have to live real life. Just what I was talking about. What do you think, G. Moody?
No, no. Yeah, just don't fuck with it.
Yeah, but it's like crack. I'm cracked out of my fucking tree. And I'm fine. I'm already fucking dead inside. It's fine. But you know what I'm concerned about?
What?
Your kids, my kids, and the other kids. Because I had a good life before the internet. My life was good.
Oh, yeah.
I rode the train, looked at people.
Played ball.
I was out in the streets. You know, talked, fucked around, made jokes. Now the internet cracks you out of your fucking tree.
Yep.
But this is the shit, this is why I fuck with Truey. It asks good question. 1 million Instagram followers is worth losing a pinky toe. Get the fuck out of here. That's a question they ask. 85% of the people disagree. I'm with them. 15% of the people agree. Truey, T-R-U-E-E-Y. Check this app out. I love it. I'm enjoying it. It's the I Am Rapport podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb in money-making Manhattan, the Upper Beast Side.
Upper Beast.
Yo. This is the Gloom Tomb in the Upper Beast Side.
Word.
My name is Michael Rappaport. I'm in here with my partner, G. Moody, a.k.a. the Black Ed McMahon.
That's right.
They call me the White Arsenio Hall, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo.
Word.
What's really good, Boombots?
Same old, man. Just chilling, man. Ain't nothing. Okay. What's up, bro?
Yo, we're just doing the damn thing. You know, I'm just doing I don't want to say the goddamn thing. They say goddamn. So then you don't say God, right?
Yeah.
And I'm starting kind of low-key because, I listen to some other podcasts, and these guys start off like they don't give a fuck that they're doing a podcast. Yeah. I usually start the podcast, if you listen to most episodes, like I started like I fucking just got into a fucking fight with somebody.
That's right. That's how you're supposed to start.
Yeah, but a lot of these other podcasts, they're just dilly-dallying in the beginning. It's like the first 20 minutes of the podcast is like a layup line or some shit.
Yeah, we don't deal with that.
No, we try to come like we're shot out of a fucking cannon.
Right, like Mike. You think Michael Jordan took shit off?
Or Mike Tyson.
Mike.
I start this podcast, I'm wearing black trunks, black sneakers, no robe.
Like Ike. Word.
That's the fucking I Am Rapport podcast mentality. Early Mike Tyson. Ike Tyson.
That's right.
If you're from Brownsville, you don't ever say Mike. You say Ike Tyson.
That's right.
Brownsville section of Brooklyn, where G. Moody's from. If I'm walking down the streets, you know, people will come up to me. People will say different things to me. Some people I know, some people I don't know. I appreciate any and all interaction, conversation, or congratulations on anything. But when I'm walking down the street and someone says, yo, Ike, I immediately know that I know that person from my time in the 80s and the 90s in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn.
Word.
They used to call me White Ike. You know what else they used to call me? Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, that's for sure.
That was a nickname I had. Yep. Larry Bird. And then they call me White Mike.
Milk.
They call me White Mike. And some people were like, why did they call you White Mike? Because there was Fat Mike. There was Tall Mike.
Yeah.
There was Light-Skinned Mike.
Yeah.
There was Black Mike. There was, who else?
A whole host of Mikes or Ikes.
And I was White Ike.
Yeah.
Or
Ike.
White Mike. Or just Ike. So, We've been pumping this All Loaves Matter campaign, and I think people think it's a fucking joke.
It's not.
It's not a joke. It's not a fucking joke. And the reason why I say it's not a joke is because people continue to go after, maul, mutilate, and now bite other people's loaves. You're like, what do you mean? I mean that a fucking cop who is off duty in Maryland has been kicked off the force for, amongst other things, biting another man's dick.
Damn.
During a little altercation. Now, I was in a fight in 1989. I haven't told this full story. And it was a ruckus. It was really like a fucking... I had no business being
all-out brawl.
I'll tell this story later of how I got my ear bit.
Right.
But if you ever notice pictures of me, look, or me in movies, any movie, look at my left ear. It looks like Evander Holyfield's ear. You know why? Because the one thing that me and Evander Holyfield have in common, aside from being world-class athletes, is that we both got our ears bit off.
Yep.
And the one time I met Evander Holyfield, I said to him, hey, man, Lil, I got into a fight, and I got my ear bit off, too. He's looking at me like I was crazy. He thought I was nuts. And I said, I was thinking me and you should do, like, telephone commercial, like a Verizon commercial, and he's still not paying attention to me. And then I was like, you know, like you could call me and I'll be like, Evander, you're talking my ear off. And then Evander, and then he could be like, no, Mike, you're talking my ear off. And I go, no, Evander, you're talking my ear off. He didn't get it.
Right.
But it was because we both went through this experience of having our ears bit off. I'll save that story for another time. The whole how the fuck did I get my ear bit off in 1989? But it was terrible. It's a great story.
I can't wait to revisit that.
Yeah, that was great. That was crazy. But this guy, Officer Flag, I guess it's Flag, F-L-A-I-G, Flag? Flag?
Flag.
Flag, whatever. Yeah. Michael Flag, he's a cop in Baltimore. He's had some problems with the law. And apparently, during a fight, the victim straddled Flag to keep him from getting away. And the officer, he's an Anne Arundel County police officer. He responded by biting the other man's testicles.
Oh.
And let me tell you something. When I got my ear bit off, if you're getting bit, like it's one thing if you're like play fighting with your brother and you're 11 and 12 and you bite each other, or, you know, like your dog nips at you. When another man in fear and in rage bites you, I had this happen. It's frightening. And it's shocking because you don't think that, like, even in a street fight, like I was in a street fight when I had my ear bit off. But even in a street fight, I feel like there's some rules and regulations. Like, yo, man, what the fuck is you doing? Like, yo, we're fighting. We're going head up.
Oh.
We're the same size. It's you and me. It's one-on-one. I'm winning the fight. And you bite my fucking ear off? This guy, Flag, who's a police officer, bit this other guy's balls and cock and balls.
Oh.
And now he's no longer a police officer.
Good. Because of that.
Initially faced 10 years in prison for assault charges.
If I was the judge, you get
20. You get something for that.
You get 20 from me.
You know, even if you know, like, I don't know what the damage was on this poor guy's balls were, but Officer Flag, all loaves matter, my friend. All loaves matter. I mean, if it's life and death and you're protecting your family, but I think this Officer Flag was probably drunk, allegedly. I think he was. It seems like the what was happening, it was a drunken thing. And yo, you're a cop. You did some bullshit. Yo, don't bite the other guy's dick off.
Take that L. If he whooping your ass, take the L.
Or if you're in trouble, yo, to bite another guy, like even in street fights, don't you think there's... Now listen, if somebody's breaking the house, protect your family, do whatever you need to do. Bite that dick.
Right.
Bite that dick. but just in general, like, yo, when you're winning a fight or you're losing a fight, you don't just start biting dicks.
Yeah.
Just like that cocksucker that bit my ear. Wherever you are, if you're listening to the I Am Rapport podcast, and I know you probably are, you miserable fuck, you ear-biting cocksucker, you. Look at my ear.
Word.
So that just goes to show that all loaves matter.
Yeah, we care about all of them.
We care about all. And this guy, Officer Flagg, you know, you what you did, it's just not cool. And another thing, to prove that all loaves matter and that loaves are under attack. Okay? Loaves are under attack. A woman, again, I don't understand this shit.
All right, let me see.
Florida, again. I don't get it. I don't have anything against Florida. My mom spends a lot of time in Florida. Don't worry about where, you cocksucker. You don't try to fucking run up on my mom.
Yeah, come on, man.
But every time we seem to bring up some outrageous shit, it seems to be in Florida. I don't know why.
All the time.
A woman in Florida is on the lam. Her name is something something Gonzalez. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. Something something Gonzalez. And she was charged with one count of unlicensed health care that caused serious injury to a guy's dick. This woman was like one of these backroom medical people who was doing procedures, giving fake asses, fake tits. And then this guy went in there to come in there and get his loaf bigger.
Enlarged.
And thicker.
That's right. And he left with 1 inch.
And the reason why he left with 1 inch is because they shot this guy up with some caulk in his dick, telling him, yo, we're going to fix your loaf.
And knocked him out.
Knocked him out. You know, gave him some backroom shit. And then they realized that it was a former plastic surgeon who had his
license revoked. Yeah, right?
thanks, G Moody. And then this Miss Gonzalez was the liaison. They gave this poor bastard 5 pills, probably to knock him out, and then he passed out. They gave him that Bill Cosby.
Yep.
They gave him that good Bill Cosby.
And then they snip, snip, snip.
I don't think they just did a botched procedure. My man woke up with a 1-inch dick.
Damn.
The victim's penis was so incredibly small, yet very swollen. That's what they said. The victim's penis was so incredibly small, yet very swollen, and the skin around the shaft had been removed and was raw. All loaves matter. All loaves matter.
Jeez.
Now this Miss Gonzalez, Neri Carnival Gonzalez, she's on the fucking lam.
Yeah.
I want a fucking APB out on this lady.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
She's mutilating dicks. She's mutilating loaves. She disfigured this poor bastard. He's got a baby dick now.
Made him smaller than he was when he went in there.
And his dick is raw dog. Not in a good way. Not raw dog without a bag.
Cut the skin.
Ugh.
It's raw.
Yo, Miss Gonzalez, turn yourself in.
Word, please.
We're going to find you.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. There's a lot of men out there that are going to stand by the All Loaves Matter campaign. And we'll get on some Guardian Angel shit. We'll get on some Charles Bronson shit. What was the name of that movie he did?
Death Wish or some shit?
No, but he was a vigilante.
Yeah.
We will take you down. We're not looking to hurt you. We want to bring justice. You cannot be mutilating and deforming and disfiguring men's loaves.
No.
All loaves matter.
Word up.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium, boundless audio. See, I am Rapport Podcast coming live and direct from the Upper Beast Side studios here in Moneymaking Manhattan. What's good, G Moody?
Slow motion. Everything's cool, man.
So they gave my man Eddie Murphy. We could do Eddie Murphy. We could do questions on Eddie Murphy. I did a movie with Eddie Murphy. Not a good movie. Very disappointing movie, to be honest with you. I don't want to take it away from some people. A lot of people come up to me and say, "Oh, I really like Metro." I did a movie with Eddie Murphy when I was growing up. Eddie Murphy was probably the first show business person that I wanted. He inspired me to want to do stand-up comedy. I, like many other people, loved Eddie Murphy. Do you remember when I was walking around with my white leather jacket, G. Moody?
No, I didn't see that.
You never saw? I probably kept it from you because there were certain people. I mean, you never saw me in my white leather jacket?
Nah,
I tried my best to find a red leather jacket. Remember I had my gold chains?
Yeah,
I remember that. This is all inspired by Eddie Murphy. I did a movie with Eddie Murphy called Metro that should have been great because I was primed and ready to work with him.
Right.
I knew all his moves. I know everything great about him. And we had a great time working on Metro. Me and him personally. He was cool as shit. He embraced my fansmanship.
Right.
He respected me. I had just done a bunch of movies, Copland, Beautiful Girls. He was very interested in what it was like working with De Niro. He hadn't worked with De Niro. He was curious, loved De Niro. Me and him would do full scenes from Raging Bull together.
Wow.
He loves Raging Bull. And he would do Jake, I would do Vicky, I would do Joey, he would do Jake, Joey, we would switch. He loved Raging Bull. He would make me laugh. He told me, and it was like 1996 or 97, whenever I did that movie, he told me the Rick James basketball story that Charlie Murphy told on the Chappelle Show, shirts versus blouses. He told me that story in the car. And
was it Prince or Richard?
I'm sorry.
Prince.
Prince. Eddie Murphy told me the Prince story. Him and Charlie Murphy were playing Prince and one of his boys in basketball. And Charlie Murphy said to Prince, because Eddie didn't want to play.
Right.
And Charlie didn't really want to play. And when they were breaking up the teams, Charlie Murphy said to Eddie Murphy, "What's it going to be? Shirts versus blouses?" You know how he talks?
Yeah.
And then he said, and then Eddie Murphy, this is in the car, in one of the scenes in Metro, we're in the car. He said he was putting it between his legs and doing all that shit. And he said he was wearing some crazy Prince outfit, busting their ass.
Wow.
He told me that story. He told me a lot of good shit. Told me stories about Sylvester Stallone was jealous that he was banging thought he was banging. I'm not saying he was, and he didn't say he was. He said he felt like Sylvester Stallone thought he was banging Bridget Nielsen when they were doing Beverly Hills Cop.
Right.
She was in that movie.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it was Beverly Hills Cop 2. That was Stallone's ex-wife. He didn't say he was banged her. Yeah. He just said he got the feeling about that. Eddie Murphy is by far the most talented person I've ever worked with.
Right.
By far.
By far.
The voices that he could do, the characters that he could do, his timing. It was a great experience working with him. Too bad that movie Metro was just a piece of shit. And I blame the director.
Right.
The director was a guy named Thomas Carter. He used to be an actor. He was on The White Shadow. White Shadow was one of my favorite shows growing up. And I kept saying, can we get Coolidge to come in here and direct the fucking movie? Because, you know, Coolidge was another character on The White Shadow.
Right.
Some of you will get that. Some of you won't. It's fine. But Eddie Murphy was just given an award. It's a new award called the Mark Twain Award, which I guess is a award that's going to be given out to great comedians of our time. I don't know what Mark Twain has to do with comedy, but he won the Mark Twain. Yeah, it's humorists.
Right.
What does Mark Twain have to do with comedy? Do we miss something?
I don't fucking know.
We don't fact check. I mean, I know Mark Twain. I know On the River.
He wrote shit. Right?
Yeah, he wrote shit. Yeah, I know he wrote shit. he never wrote comedy. So Eddie Murphy, if you don't remember, he used to mock Bill Cosby because he said Bill Cosby would call him up and say, "Why are you using all the dirty words?"
Yeah, remember, clean up your act.
Blah, 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 the Jello. Yeah. Remember, he did the spits. So when Eddie Murphy went to go get his award, he said some funny shit. He said, because they said they were trying to take back Eddie Murphy was like, "Y'all motherfuckers," they're trying to take back Bill Cosby's award, and Eddie Murphy was like, "Y'all ain't taking my award back no matter what." And if you try to take my fucking trophy back, you know, he brought up Bill Cosby, and he's so linked with Bill Cosby because, you know, Eddie Murphy was like the next dude. It was like Cosby, Richard Pryor, and then Eddie Murphy was the torch. And you know, I mean, shit, Eddie Murphy, fuck, he was the next guy. Eddie Murphy got me on the set of Metro cassettes. He got me cassettes of Richard Pryor's, what's his first two albums? That Nigga's Crazy.
Yeah.
That's the name of the record. Like, Michael Rapaport just said it. That's the name of the record.
That nigga's crazy.
And what was the other one?
Is it Something I Said?
Is it Something I
that's
Said?
That's the best one.
He got me those two cassettes. He handed them to me. He said, yo, I got these for you. And wow. I was like, oh, shit. Uh-huh. I should have had him sign them.
Yeah.
But I didn't have him sign them. I didn't sign them. But, man, I love Eddie Murphy, man. He's so goddamn talented, man. And I just hope he decides to do some good work because he's just one of these people, man. He just, I feel like as much work and as much great shit that he's done so far, I feel like we're kind of just touching the tip of the iceberg. Really, I don't even think we're halfway into the iceberg of what he can do. You know, obviously he could do comedy. He did great drama in Dreamgirls, but fucking Eddie Murphy, man. Why did I even get started on Eddie Murphy? Oh, because he got the Mark Twain Award and he was fucking around talking about Bill Cosby. I don't know. This is the Ian Rapoport podcast coming live from the Gloom Tomb. And I don't know if you know this, but the Ian Rapoport podcast is sponsored. We have some sponsors. One of our most loyal sponsors is a company called American Giant. And it's getting cool, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want American-made T-shirts, sweatpants, and what I consider the best hoodie ever made, look it up. There was an article written about it. It's called The Best Hoodie Ever Made. Go to AmericanGiant.com. Check out the product. American Giant is also in the process of sending and making the second edition of soft-ass I Am Rappaport podcast T-shirts coming from American Giant. The slogan for American Giant is American Giant.
Champion can't fuck with this shit, yo.
All right, so another thing that I wanted to talk about, and this is a tragedy. But the fucking Walking Dead and the whole zombie phenomenon, it's gotten out of hand. Because a couple of years ago, maybe it was a year ago or 2 years ago, a bunch of zombies at Comic-Con, you know, they think it's Halloween. It's the middle. They dress up like zombies.
Yeah, and they love all
that. They go on the streets. And a couple of zombies, they're not real zombies because they don't exist. But right. I'm referring to, but they would like to think that. A couple of zombies, a couple of assholes in fucking zombie costumes were parading around Comic-Con down in San Diego. Maybe it was San Diego. Who knows? Right. We don't fact check here at the I Am Rappaport podcast. But they were crowding up on some people's cars and scaring them. And the people, because the zombies, you know, were acting like zombies, they got fucking scared. And they ran over a couple of these assholes. Now, in the movies, the zombies keep coming after you.
Right.
But in real life, because you're not a real zombie, but you're a grown-up who wants to act. It's not little kids. Yeah. These are grown-ups.
These are grown motherfuckers, man.
You're not a zombie, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
but apparently, another one of these zombie conventions, this is like a thing. Down in Florida, again.
Florida.
I'm not trying to fucking point any fingers at Florida. Apparently, there was like a zombie parade or some shit like that, and the zombies got rowdy, and you know, a guy got shot and killed.
Wow.
I guess this event is called ZombieCon. These are grown-ups running around, and they want to dress up like grown-ups. It's not Halloween.
Yeah.
Do it on Halloween. Don't do it on a regular Sunday night.
Scaring folks.
They're scaring folks and haranguing folks, and then somebody's gun popped off, and now a gentleman is dead. And what happened was they shot into the crowd, or somebody shot out, but I don't know what the fuck was going on. But after, it's so ridiculous, the zombies are fleeing the streets dressed as zombies. Do you understand the absurdity and the tragedy of this? This gentleman is dead. In front of his girlfriend, this happened.
Jesus.
You know, the visitors, they were, you know, the restaurants and the people in the fucking neighborhood, they're like, oh, this is a quarantine neighborhood, no zombies allowed. And then the zombies go there. This
is ridiculous.
You're not a zombie, you fucking asshole. You get it? Do you understand?
Go in the house.
Go in the house. Take the makeup off, jerk off.
Word.
The Ian Rapoport podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Start building a dope-ass website today at squarespace.com. G. Monetti has built his website, GeraldMoody.com. Go to squarespace.com, and if you enter the promo code Rappaport at checkout, you get 10% off. Millions of people, you literally use Squarespace. It's just 10 bucks a month and you get a free domain if you sign up for a year. Squarespace has state-of-the-art technology to ensure security and stability so your online information and presence is safe and secure. Go to squarespace.com. It's the Ian Rappaport podcast. We'll be right back. So another exciting thing that midway through the NFL season that I'm looking forward to, finally, you know, you always need a storyline, and the whole Deflategate, they don't even mention it now. They don't even call it by its name.
Nope.
They fucking buried that whole fucking thing. But just when Deflategate was deflated and there wasn't any real controversy in the NFL, in comes Lobster Boy, a.k.a. Jason Pierre-Paul, the estranged defensive lineman from the New York Giants who blew off his finger and broke one of his other fingers on the 4th of July, fucking around with like M80s.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So those of you who don't know, he's been out rehabbing his hand because he blew his fucking finger off, and now he's got like a claw.
Lobster claw.
Literally.
Captain Ahab.
So they're trying to develop some cast or some kind of like fucking mitt.
He has to play.
Otherwise, he's going to get cut, and he's just going to look terrible. So he has to play, and he has to do good, and he has to do it with four fingers on his right hand. It's never been done before by an NFL player. This is like a first, actually. This is a breakthrough player.
I've read in the newspaper the Giants declined that because he wanted them to work with Nike to develop some type of bionic shit. And the Giants said no. They declined that.
To work with Nike,
they don't want to pay this guy. By November 7th, he has to have played.
Otherwise, shit.
That's why he's like begging. Yo, I can play. I can play. Let him play.
How's he gonna grab guys?
They know.
Fuck.
That's what you get for making dumb decisions in the off season, going to the clubs with your man, fighting motherfuckers in the club,
slapping chicks in the club, shooting yourself in the club, and then the next day getting some fireworks and blowing your fucking hand off on the 4th of July or the day before the 4th of July, and you're an NFL player.
He wasn't investing in himself.
No.
Because there's no way I would be lighting firecrackers in my hand. No way. Mm. I wouldn't even fuck with it. My man lights it. my man would tell me, yo, you not lighting no motherfucker.
Right, right.
We invest in you.
Right.
We're going to make you do the things that you're not thinking. You know, you're not thinking. You're not thinking, so we need to help you.
I don't need my fucking fingers.
Damn.
Let me blow my fucking hand off.
You know what they did, right?
What?
The middle finger has been clipped off, top of it. The thumb is damaged, and this is gone. So the middle finger is like snipped.
It is?
Yeah.
Why, he ruined that one too?
Yeah, he held
Damn.
It. That's how you hold it with those three. Right?
Shit.
Dumb guy, man.
Damn.
All that money.
Man, oh man, oh
on
man.
On the table. He left shit on the table and went and lit him off. They put it on the table and said, yo, sign this. He went and did some firecracker shit. That's why he didn't let the Giants come see that hand.
Damn.
It probably was in shreds.
Shit.
And now he's begging.
Man.
Just cut this motherfucker. See, I wouldn't bullshit with him, Rap. If I'm the owner, I don't bullshit with these guys.
What do you do?
Bring him in here. Let's see his hand.
Right.
That's it. You can't play with this shit, man. Jerry, give him his papers and shit.
Get him the fuck out of the building.
This is a business, man. I paid you a lot of money. You did this to me?
Yeah. Yeah, G. Monetti's cold-blooded as an owner. That's Gerald Trump. That's how you on that Donald Trump shit.
Sterling.
Gerald Sterling.
Sterling. Get the fuck out of here with the bullshit.
Yo, this is the I Am Rapaport podcast, and we're coming live and direct. What else is a crack-a-lack of G-Moody? Yo, I've been going to these. Yo, I'm in these workout classes, man. Yo, when I'm in New York, I go to these classes.
What are you doing?
Yo, they fucking just, they pound you in there, man. They pound you in. And I don't understand how I'm the only one in the class. It's like 20 people, and I'm the only one in there complaining.
What are they pounding? What
are you doing? Jumping jacks, push-ups, burpees, weights, kettlebells, all kind of shit.
Damn.
And I'm the only one who says anything. Like, you know, like 33 minutes into it, he'll be like, okay, the next 4 minutes set. I'm like, yo, fuck. I'll just blurt out a curse every now and then just to make him stop.
Damn.
Like to kind of throw him off or to make a laugh so I can catch my breath. Like, I'll just do that.
How long is it? How long is it?
An hour, 50 minutes.
Damn.
My gym in New York, I have a love-hate relationship with it. Exceed is the gym. I go to these classes. You got to come in there with me. Or I got to periscope one of these classes. My form is horrible, but I work out. I like it. You know, and it's not only for the fitness. It's for my mental relaxation. Like, when I get it in, I feel good after.
Right.
I go get two eggs with a side of tomatoes. Today I had a bagel, cream cheese, and lox.
Oh, you put me up on that.
Yo, I went and had a nice bagel, cream cheese, and lox at H&H Bagels today.
Best
early,
breakfast.
Earlier this morning. That lox is no fucking
best
joke.
Best breakfast, yo.
And when I'm in town in New York City, yo, I tell them put extra lox on it.
Yeah.
I want that shit like a fucking Big Mac.
Yo.
Yo.
I lost a lot of weight off that shit.
Bagel, cream cheese, and lox is... How did you lose weight off of bagel, cream cheese, and lox?
I ate it every morning.
And that was it, like, for the whole day?
That was it. Until fucking 2 o'clock. Then I ate again. That's how I hold shit down, B. See, I don't gorge myself.
Well, I'll eat two of them. I eat them like
snacks,
donuts.
Sweets. I don't do all that.
I know you don't. You don't have a sweet tooth. Big fucking deal. You still... You got feet that look like...
No.
You came out of a fucking... Like you were walking on fucking tar. Your feet look like shit.
Nah, B.
Your shits look burnt.
No.
You look like you have fucking burnt feet.
Oh, shit.
What was I saying? Oh, so the class... But... Yeah. I just, you know what, I'm in there with all these yentas, all these Jewish women,
right?
Housewives, single girl, whatever they are, I don't know, some of them are single. No, nobody stands up for themselves. It's the only time you see this many Jewish women not saying shit. The one time you need them to fucking back you up, nothing.
Dang.
I'm in there like, yo, or he'll give instructions, I'll say, wait, I didn't understand you. Make him say it again. I buy like 30 seconds. I trick the fucking guy.
You know, I'm in the Bronx. I go to the bodegas in the morning. Maybe I want to get a little coffee.
Yeah.
And at 7 in the morning, the music is up to 20 in the store.
Damn.
I walk in there, sometimes I have a little hangover, and I'm ordering the coffee, and the guy doesn't hear me because it's so loud. He just opened up, and he just turns it up, way up. I want to tell him, cut that shit down. It's for the consumer. I'm right. It's not a party in the store, and then you have to, there's five people in front of the fucking door, excuse me, and then when you tell them, excuse me, they don't understand English.
You yabba dabba do speaking cocksucker. Get the fuck out of the way! You dumb cocksucker! This is my fucking bodega! Turn that fucking Marenga music off, you cocksucker! This ain't fucking Brazil, motherfucker, you. I don't give a fuck where you're from. What, the fucking Dominican? I don't give a fuck if you're from the fucking Dominican Republic. I'll bust your fucking head. Turn that fucking music down.
Yeah.
Turn that fucking radio down. Why don't you say, yo, Poppy,
I did.
He what can't hear you. He can't hear you.
Yo, why don't you say this to him? I'll come up there and record there. It on the I Am Rapport podcast, and you say, yo, my man, yo, Duke, yo, can you turn that shit down?
Yo.
Maybe he'll say, no, and be like, yo, maybe like put on some fucking Al Green or...
Just cut it off in the morning.
Put on some Mini Ripperton or turn on some news quietly. News.
Jesus. 10-10 wins. Put on a Rothenberg and Ruco.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
Nah. That's funny. That's up in the Bronx where the people are fresh,
word,
right?
Man.
G Monetti from Brooklyn, New York, now living in the Bronx with the construction project. The G Monetti, the yes. One-man construction gang.
Yes.
Yo, shout out to the people. Yo, people have been showing their support and love. You know, G Monetti has been trying to refurbish his apartment in the Bronx, brick by brick, tile by tile, floorboard by floorboard, one man, one nail file, one sledgehammer, one steak knife,
yep.
A pair of goggles,
yep.
and a nail filer.
Yep.
All by himself.
Yep. And I have completed my portion of the...
So what do you need now, G Monet? Let's
floors. I have...
Is there a good flooring guy in New York City or the tri-state area that's willing to give G Monetti a little advice? We're not looking for anything free. He just wants some advice. Is there a good construction guy, flooring guy?
Floor.
If you come and give him some advice, we will shout you out on the I Am Rapport podcast.
Right.
We're not looking for handouts. He doesn't know what he's doing up there.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys... I make light of it, and this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing up there. He thinks he does. He's YouTubing his way through the fucking project.
Yes.
I'm afraid he's going to put up a fucking, like, a wall or something, and the whole fucking place is going to come tumbling down. What are the walls called that you're not supposed to knock down?
The support shit. The beams or some shit like that.
How do
that.
You know you haven't torn out a beam out of your...
The house is still up.
See, that's all we're going on, people. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I need somebody to go up there to the Bronx with G Monetti and give him some pointers. Help him out. Steer him in the right way. Donate some tools to him. Ah, man. What's the deal, Moody?
What else, man?
Yeah, we're just flowing and showing and let you know I'll damage you. I'm not an amateur, but a professional.
Yeah.
Every now and then, we'll just break out into a Kane verse. Fuck it. But this isn't a hip-hop podcast, huh? They try not to give us the credibility of being called a hip-hop podcast. This right. is a hip-hop podcast. See, yeah. I Am Rappaport podcast. We don't fact-check. What's more hip-hop than that? You name me one more thing that's more hip-hop than a non-fact-checking podcast. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. It's the I Am Rappaport podcast. We're coming to the end of this one. It's me and my man G Monetti. I'm doing like that real old school radio shit, like trying to do it like it's Mr. Magic.
Yeah.
This is a, man. Shout out to the late, great Mr. Magic.
Yeah, shout out. Fly Ty.
He passed Mr. Magic, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yo, that's crazy when you think about it. It's like at the time I was like, damn, Mr. Magic. But yo, Mr. Magic was, he's so much a part of my childhood. Like
yeah.
Mr. Magic, like yo, we'll give it a shout out to Mr. Magic, radio DJ WBLS, New York City from day one, a fucking radio icon, radio yeah. legend, totally original. This is the Mr. Magic Rap Attack.
Yo.
Mr. Magic, super, super. What would it say, super, super?
Super, super. Some blast or some shit.
Super blast. Yo.
He was the best, man.
The I Am Rapport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. And trust me, when I go to work out, when I take my nap on my Casper mattress during the day, Casper Mattress is available in 6 sizes, has a 10-year full warranty, and it's made and stitched right here in the United States. An award-winning mattress company that makes the most ridiculously relaxing, supportive mattresses sold directly to the consumer. G Monetti.
Yes.
Do you like your Casper mattress?
I want another one.
I love my Casper mattress. Casper is so confident in the mattress that it will give you 100 nights to sleep with the mattress. Live on the mattress for 100 nights. And if you're not happy with your Casper mattress, Casper will pick the mattress up for free in full and refund you all your money. It will donate it or recycle the mattress to somebody who's obviously smarter than you are and who appreciates a great night's sleep. Go to Casper.com and you could save $50 using the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T.
Damn, what confidence.
Yo, 100 nights.
And then they come get it. They know that they revolutionized it.
All right. This is a an unprecedented thing. Because usually when we do this Sick Fuck of the Week award, it's usually just that. The Sick Fuck of the Week award. This week, we didn't just throw one at you. And no, we're not just throwing two. We're going for the fucking try factor. It's never been done before, G. Moody.
Oh, yeah, we're.
I mean, this is a big deal. And you know, it's like we hemmed and hawed, like, how can we give three sick fucks of the week in one short period of time? Like, is the world that crazy? Have things gone that awry?
Yeah.
But apparently, they have. And you know, me and my man Moody in here, we're just trying to do it. We sometimes it's hard to keep up with everything that happens in the world, everything that's going on in the world. But just when I thought, again, just when I'm like, oh, well, what are we going to talk about?
Right.
And what are we going to do? Boom.
It presents itself.
Lightning will just like, it's like, I wouldn't even call it lightning. It's like a little rainbow will appear in the form of a sick fuck. So here we go with the third sick fuck of the week. This is a guy who I actually saw fight. It's a former boxer, a retired boxer named Yusef Mack. I seen him fight.
Oh, word?
Yeah, he's a real fighter.
Oh, shit.
From Philadelphia. Philadelphia, the home of Smokin' Joe Frazier, Bernard Hopkins, and the most famous boxer of all time, even though it's a fictional character, Rocky Balboa.
That's right.
They're known for fighters. This dude, Yusef Mack, apparently did a gay porno.
Mm.
And apparently some of his crew got wind that he did a gay porno. And they were like, yo, Mack, which is an ill name for a guy to be in a gay porno.
Word.
They like, yo, because you know his people probably call him Mack. Yo, Mack, we seen you was doing some wild shit. What's up? And he's like, nah, that wasn't me. And they're like, yo, Duke, let's go to the videotape. As the late, great Warner Wolf used to say, did Warner Wolf die or is he still alive?
I have no idea, my friend.
Okay, we don't fact check. We're not going to fact check. Let's just say he's alive. Warner Wolf, who's a former, he might still be on the air. I don't think he's still on the air.
No.
Broadcaster, sports broadcaster in New York. He was famous for going, let's go to the videotape. I actually did a thing on him in I think the third grade. Like he had to do like person of the week. Anyway, so his crew were like, yo, well, we got the videotape, Mac. And they showed him the video. And then he finally admitted that he did the video. And apparently what happened is Yusef Mack said he got on a train. He wound up in the Bronx, eventually found his way to an apartment in the boogie down Bronx. Is this near your neighborhood, G Mo?
Oh, nah. Okay. But he said he went for some money, like it was a porn movie.
He thought it was a porno.
You know, it was a porn movie, and go ahead. And then
what Mack is saying is that he got drugged and then this is a guy again, apparently. This is a man. And then two other dudes and him freaked off. So
he was drugged.
And then he's saying, yo, I don't know what happened. I don't know how I wound up in the Bronx. I don't remember any of it.
Word.
And he's saying he was drugged. Like he said they Bill Cosby'd him. And I wanted to say this.
I don't care what kind of fucking drug you're on. If you got two dicks in your mouth, you don't forget that.
Bite them shits if you
listen. If you have, I don't care what, they could put you on barbiturates, they could put you on that Michael Jackson. There is no drugs that you're gonna put me on where I have two dicks in my mouth that I'm not gonna remember that happening. So I don't know if you think that we're assholes or what. And the thing that, you know, you could be like, well, this is a sad situation. The thing that warrants Yousef Mack getting this is that he has 10 kids, which in itself is very irresponsible.
Yeah.
Which is very irresponsible. So now he's trying to cop please and do all this and that. He's the father of 10.
I know in my mind why he went out there to try to get some cash.
Why?
He has 10 kids, so he figured it was gay porn. He knew it. I'm going to suck a dick on his side.
Which might actually make him the father of the year. We might be giving him the wrong award. This guy might actually be the fucking father of the year. He's like, you know what? I got to take care of my...
10 kids.
I have to rethink this. I need the people to chime in on this. Do you think Yousef Mack is the father of the year for sucking not just one dick... He got double the dick. What? It was a three-way.
Oh.
It was with him and two other men. Just so people know the visuals, these are all black dudes.
Right.
Okay, just so, I don't know if that means anything to you or not, but just I'm letting you know, Yousef Mack is an African-American boxer.
Now, we don't know what that motherfucker is.
Well, he's black. I'm looking at a picture.
Hey, it could be anything.
Now, he's black.
He didn't say he was African-American. I don't want to hear this shit.
Now you're trying not to be affiliated with him. Well, man. The other two guys in there, they're black, too.
Okay.
Okay? It's not all fucking bells and whistles. Okay? You know, this is what goes on. So now that we're going into this, and we're doing this totally raw dog with... Shut the fuck up! These people upstairs on top of the gloom tomb, it's like a fucking... They're playing a 3-on-3 up there. You hear them?
I hear them. I don't know.
Shut the fuck up! Now that we're thinking about this, he we need to reevaluate. Should he get the sick fuck of the week, people, or should he get the father of the year? Because if he was like, yo, I really need to take care of my 10 kids, I'm going to do everything. Because you say, I'll do anything and everything to take care of my kids. This guy.
10 kids is a lot.
Yo.
And you're not a boxer. You're not getting no cake, no money. And then. Something comes in your email, porn movie, you think it's secret.
Right, you think no one's going to watch
it. Right.
Although I don't know how, he needs to ask his homeboys, okay, I did that, but what were you doing surfing the web you took enough time to find me in this porno?
Right.
Maybe his whole crew is wild style.
Yeah. He should have did some shit like the unknown comic.
Right. Right. Weren't you at one point going to do that? You were thinking about going into porn and you were going to be like the...
Get the fuck out of here,
you,
man.
You said it. Not gay porn.
Oh.
But you said, yo, I want to go in porn, but I don't want my family to find out. And you're going to be like the unknown comic. You were going to be like, put the garbage bag over your head.
Yeah, at one point.
The brown paper bag.
I was going to do that.
And be like, you know, like, yo, this is like the unknown...
Stick man.
The unknown stick man. That's funny. The unknown stick man. Who is this masked marauder?
Word.
I don't know, man. I gotta say, I was gonna really stick it to this guy, no pun intended.
Think of 10 kids, though.
10 kids, man. But he apparently he got $4,500, and his financial troubles were over. I don't know, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know, man. I gotta say, man, these guys don't look like they're playing around in this video, man. Yeah.
They probably
didn't watch the video, but I'm looking at the photos. I did not watch the video. Somebody on the internet who first hit me to this said, you got to watch the video.
I said, I don't need to watch the video, homie.
I'm good, homie.
Word.
But these guys, and they have like the beards, like the fucking...
Some rough looking motherfuckers.
Yeah, these are some rough...
So you know they wasn't playing with his ass.
No, they went hard body karate.
Yeah.
They definitely went
hard
body.
And he said, I got drugged and I woke up on the train.
You weren't drugged because in the video, my man was like to quote Dougie Fresh, I'm just loving every minute of it. Is that Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick? Or is that just Slick Rick?
No, that's the loving every minute of it. Yeah.
Get Fresh Crew.
Yeah.
Loving every minute of it. Get Fresh Crew. You know, we're not a hip-hop podcast. We just pull those quotes out of the air. We are a fucking hip-hop podcast.
And the world knows it.
The world knows it. We're not going to sit here and interview
shitbag rappers. I don't care how many cars they drive or how many chains they have. iTunes beats.
Fisher Price beats.
Yeah, it sounds like, what's that game that, what, Simon. Remember that game?
Yeah, yeah.
The beats sound like that, like they're made on fucking Tonka toys.
Yeah.
I'm not going to discuss them. Okay, and I'm not going to be, yo, I feel bad. I feel bad. Yeah. If you came up in the golden era, a.k.a. the platinum era, I feel bad.
If you're a DJ, right?
If you're a DJ now, I'm not hating on you. I'm not going to name any names. But I know in their heart, when they have to interview so-and-so rapper, and they, 20 years ago, they were interviewing Nas when his first record came out, and they were interviewing EPMD when Strictly Business came out, and they were interviewing this one and that one when that came out, Chuck D, and now you got to interview guys that are 25 years younger than you, 30 years younger than you, about some bullshit-ass music. I feel bad for those
dudes.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Yo, you got to make a living, and just like my man Yusef Mack, everybody's got to make a living, but I'm just saying, just as far as having to do that.
And then you got to show,
and you
like,
gotta
emotion.
Act like you really like it.
Yeah, like, this is great.
That's
this is
that
hot.
New fire. This is that new fire you have, blah, blah,
and,
blah.
And it's like, where isn't the word we're supposed to understand the word so you can tell if the rhyme is fly?
Right. No, now like, it's like you just, they want to like hypnotize you. And you just think it's fly, but then you go, what did he say?
I don't know.
It sounds good.
My daughter, I said, I cut the radio down. What did he just say? She could not say
it. She said, I have no fucking idea. Yep. Dad. She doesn't curse, little Baba girl. But the face, you could read in her face. It was like she saw a fucking ghost. She's like, I don't know what he said.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I know what Jay-Z says.
Yeah. You good rappers, you could understand. They're wordsmith. Wizard of the word, that's what you heard, and anything else is quite absurd. I'm the master of the mic. You say it any day. What is it? And if it ends that, that's
running. Say it anyway. Yeah.
Come to the party. Hum in the place. First thing, some
music
in the place.
Face.
Girls on the wall, some on the floor. The music is a J, and a J is on. So listen to this, because you can't resist, and you can't leave till you're dismissed. That's rock box. Fucking still play it now. It's like if you played Help by the Beatles. It's aged just as well as Help by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Put on Rock Box by the great Run DMC, and then put on Stevie Wonder. It's aged just as well.
That's right.
Because it was crafted with love, care, and tenderness. This is the I Am Rapport podcast. We'll be right back. All right, if you haven't played 1 week fantasy football, go to DraftKings.com, start playing 1 week fantasy football games, and you seriously have the chance to win millions of fucking dollars every single time you play. 1 week fantasy football games, all right? This means every week you can play as many games as you want, create as many lineups as you want, and start turning your love of football to seriously giving you the chance to win millions of dollars. Play responsibly. I make fun, I make light, but play responsibly. Have fun. You never know. It's the luck of the draw. But if you go to DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site, and use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, you get to start playing for free. Okay? Check it out. I love it. Yo, man. I got to be honest with you. Like, I don't make light of this shit, and I'm a huge, you know, we talk about fantasy football. We talk about football a lot. We've talked about it a lot on this podcast. Six high school players have died of random things, you know, either playing or after games or during games. Different stuff, not just head trauma, heart. Right. But I'm concerned about these dudes. They got that Will Smith movie coming out.
Concussion.
Based on a true story.
Yeah.
One of my former, when I was a kid, I used to know all the Pittsburgh Steelers. That whole Terry Bradshaw was Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer. Mike Webster was the center.
Right.
John Kolb, I believe, was a guard.
Right.
I used to know this whole team. Lynn Swan, John Stallworth. And then on defense you had L.C. Greenwood, Mean Joe Green, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert. What was it, my dude? L.C. Blunt?
Mel Blunt.
Mel Blunt.
Word.
I knew a lot of I knew the whole starting offense and starting defense, those steel curtain teams. But one of the characters that's portrayed in this Will Smith movie, Concussion, that's coming out around Christmas time, is Mike Webster. Because when he died, his brain was donated to science. And he's a character in this film. I always remember Mike Webster because when I played football 10, 11, 12, I think I stopped playing around 12, 13. I stopped playing 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I played when I was like about 9. I played center, and I had number 52 for Mike Webster. Wow. So I can't wait to watch that film. But, yo, you watch these football games. Yo, like a couple of weeks ago, Darren, what was it, Sproles?
Sproles.
I was watching him play against the Giants, and it wasn't a hard tackle, but the way his body whipped back, his head banged on the fucking, and the announcers were like,
oh, well, they took him out of the game, and they're like, oh, it's a suspicion of a concussion. Let me, Tirico, slam your head on the fucking ground and you see if anybody's talking about suspicion. Of course he has a fucking concussion. His head slammed the concrete. The helmet doesn't protect that, the brain.
From shaking around.
No, stops him from getting his fucking skull cracked.
Right, but the brain is in there fucking, it's like, thinks it's that magic mountain.
It's been moving all game.
Al Michaels, let me kick you in the side of your head and see if you need to think twice about it. Get him out of the fucking, send him to the emergency room. They're like, oh, he might come back.
He might come back. Yo.
I banged my head on my counter the other day. I didn't even break the skin. I thought I fucking, I need to go to the emergency room. Like, when you bang your head, it really hurts. Imagine being a football player with some other football player running at his full football speed and hitting you right in your fucking solar plexus. Like, your kidneys are shaking.
It's shocked, yeah.
Yo.
And some of these motherfuckers don't be wearing chest pads and knee pads.
Nah, it's all for speed. You look at these guys. Look at, like, Brandon Marshall. Like, we were at a Jets game. We were up right up on the field. Yo, a lot of these football players, they have nothing on their knees, their hips, their back. Like, the tailbone slamming on the ground?
And if you wear shit like that, you know what you get in the locker room, right?
Yeah, you little fuck boy.
Yeah.
Well, you need all the equipment, asshole.
Right. No, I'm trying to protect myself because I want to walk.
You're a little bitch, huh?
Yeah. That's what they do.
No, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just thinking about the future. Really, you little pussy? Nah, but you know, like I was told that it won't slow me down and like I like to wear knee pads. Really, fuck boy?
Yep.
Huh? You like to wear knee pads, huh? Why don't you come over here on your knee pads, you little fuck? You get ridiculed by the vets.
By the vets.
By the OGs.
I'll have four helmets on.
Yeah.
You fuck.
When I played football, even when I was 12, I made pads. I literally did. I had pads all over myself.
Just to cover shit.
Cover my elbows, my hands. I had like I concocted out of duct tape, socks and a sweatshirt, a spinal pad. No bullshit. I duct taped a bunch of fucking headbands, wristbands, and socks and wrapped them in a long sock and made a neck pad. I had everything.
Earl Campbell wishes he would have been as a fucking innovative as you.
Oh, yeah. You know? I was wearing all kind of shit.
I would have done the same shit if I had the courage to play this shit.
And the Houston Oilers had Earl Campbell Day. He thought he was going to the fucking Bronx Zoo. He didn't know where he was. Earl Campbell, one of the great running backs, number 34. I mean, he was a fucking beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they call him? The Rose of Texas. Mm.
And he got a motorized wheelchair.
With the fucking Houston Oiler emblem on the side. Yeah, that's what they gave him. He thought he was going to see a fucking movie.
All for you. The motto is, everything for your teammates. Don't let your teammates down, right?
Right.
But after my career is over, you can't even get a grievance with these motherfuckers.
Damn.
They won't. The proof is they will fucking just extend you. Just keep roadblock. And then you fucking pull a gun to your fucking head because you can't take it.
Damn. And these are big dudes, man. Big dudes.
Running at each other.
And they no guaranteed money in the NFL. Right. We're never going to get NFL tickets, man. No. They're going to fucking...
Hey, man, this is what's happening, man.
This is the Iron Rapport podcast. We don't fact check anything we say.
Motherfuckers is dying, man.
Yeah, it's real. It's real shit.
CTE.
Anyway, that brings us to the end of this Iron Rapport podcast. You have anything else you want to add to this? This is an instant classic, another instant classic. Anything you want to add to this piece, G. Monetti?
Watch out, Star Wars. What's that boy name?
Boyega.
Boyega. Watch out. Don't let them white chicks get in your head. You done made it out there. You've been getting boycotted because you got a lead role in that Star Wars. You got a lead role.
Star Wars.
And they boycotting you because they don't want you in the lead.
Right.
But you got it. So when it's over and you're a big star, do what I said. You're going to be all right. You don't want to be somewhere foaming at the mouth.
Mm.
Because you gravitated toward that because they never hollered at you before. You on auditions, you getting shut down. George Lucas saw something in you. And now you there. Don't do like the others did. It's the CIA.
Mm.
They look good.
Mm.
They smell good.
Mm.
But they don't treat you good.
Mm.
Ask Chris Humphries.
Fuck. They treated him like, they did him greasy.
Treated him like he was a shit stain.
Right.
And just discarded.
The shit stain of Pacific Palisades.
Yeah. So, Boygan, what's his name?
Boyega. John Boyega.
What kind of name is that? What he
I
is?
I don't know what he is. He's British, I think. He's British. I seen him act.
He's done.
What do you mean?
He's done. He don't know the ropes.
Well, you trying to learn him right now.
He don't know the ropes. He's in Hollywood. He's fucked.
He might come on the I Am Rapport podcast. Yo, Boyega, we want you on the I Am Rapport podcast.
And keep that accent at the door. I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear all that, man. Talk like Idris talked in The Wire.
Do you like the way Idris speaks in real life?
Fuck no.
He threw you off,
to
right?
To see a black person talking like that, I've never seen that. That makes me go like, yo, what? But this is a real brother, but it's just weird to see a black person talk like Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. The British accent, black, white, Chinese, Indian.
Sounds crazy.
I don't like the British accent.
It sounds like they better than motherfuckers.
I know they don't think that. I know there's a lot of rough and tumbled, you know, it's not all privilege, but it just sounds fucked up.
Yeah.
And this is coming from two guys with some thick New York shit.
Yeah.
But my accent sounds, at least it sounds like some shit. Those British accents, man, I don't like them.
I don't like
them. It just always reminds me of bad food. I like the British people.
Right.
It just reminds me of fried bad food and mayonnaise. and like bologna sandwiches with American cheese slices, but that aren't toasted and there's no mustard. I don't know why. I don't know. It's just great music comes out. I don't know. It's just the accent itself. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
And also, like, I hear the accent, and for some reason, I smell the smell of cigarettes. I don't know, and, like, you know, coffee breath. Is that bad to say that? I haven't spent that much time in London. I hope we have a lot of fans in London, the Iron Rapport
podcast. We like
podcast.
That. We just don't like how y'all motherfuckers sound.
Yeah, it's just different. But maybe we come over there and we do the Iron Rapport podcast live from London. That would be dope.
Hell yeah.
Are there fans of ours? I know we have one great fan over there. Christine Does Drama.
Yeah.
She's a big fan of the Iron Rapport podcast.
She's nice.
Black chick.
I know.
She does De Niro lines of the week.
She's dope.
Big fan of the Iron Rapport. So we're shouting her out.
Yep.
Shout out to the Rapper Pack, all the people that support the Iron Rapport podcast.
Word up.
All you guys know the ones who are doing the artwork, the custom-made artwork, the support. We love it. Pushing the All Loafs Matter walk.
Don't cut nobody else shit.
What else do we got? I don't know. I think that's it, G Monetti.
If you got something else, let's keep it rolling.
I don't think I got shit.
That's it.
You want to give him an album of the week? Give him an artist of the week. Pull some soul shit out, G. I'll give him an artist of the week. Who's been listening to the Cuff Music, aka Loaf Music playlist on Spotify? Look up my name, Michael Rapaport. It's a public playlist, Cuff Music. Spelled backwards. You do the math.
And you did give him some good stuff.
I gave him some shit. Did I not give him some shit?
Let me give him the album of the week.
Give him the album of the week, G Monetti.
Stax Records, Albert King, Born Under a Bad Sign.
Ooh,
1968, I think it is. Trust me, get this shit.
What is it?
Albert King, Born Under a Bad Sign.
Mm,
Stax Vault Records.
Soul.
Blues and funk.
Right. Everything.
Blues and funk. Mm. Albert King, a great blues guitarist.
Check that out. It's the Iron Rapport podcast. I'm done, man. I need a Snapple or something.